Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting second, the shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting third, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Johnny Lewis. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting eighth, the catcher, Chris Canizaro. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Galen Cisco. Pitching for the New York Mets, Galen Cisco. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting second, the right fielder, Matty Alou. Batting third, the first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Jim Rayhart. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Cap Peterson. Batting seventh, the catcher, Tom Haller. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jack Sanford. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jack Sanford. And now, play ball. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller takes first base on ball four. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is called out on strikes. One out. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cisco fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey takes first base on ball four. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a fly ball into left field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Peterson. Swoboda reaches second base with a double. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is walked intentionally. Galen Cisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Rayhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Giants. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-1 in the game. Schofield hits a fly ball into left field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis hits a pop-up towards short. Schofield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Swoboda is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Giants. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-1 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-1 in the game. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Haller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Canizaro is called out on strikes. One out. Jesse Gonder pinch hits for Galen Cisco. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hickman moves to second. Billy Cowan pinch runs for Jesse Gonder. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hiller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hickman moves to third. Cowan moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Kroll now pitching. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lanier hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 2 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schofield for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lewis strikes out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Swoboda for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 2 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kroll fields it and throws to first for the out. Alou moves to second. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alou. The throw from Canizaro and he is safe. Alou steals third. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mays strikes out. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 2 in the game. Hart hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Canizaro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Canizzaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizzaro is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Canizzaro is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gary Kroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroll hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-2 in the game. Peterson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Kroll, and towards McMillan, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Peterson moves to second. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-2 in the game. Lanier takes first base on ball 4. Len Gabrielson pinch hits for Jack Sanford. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-3 in the game. Schofield hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-3 in the game. McMillan strikes out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-3 in the game. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-3 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Hiller fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-3 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lewis for the out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Swoboda hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 3, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.